Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks. This is, as he was saying, I am Bob Christopher, along with Richard Piper.
Hello.
We certainly welcome you to the broadcast called Basic Gospel. We also want to welcome in a brand new audience to our program today on the wonderful Faith Talk 590 WDWD in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta is my hometown. Actually grew up in Marietta, Georgia. Still have family there. My mom lives there. I have two sisters and numerous cousins and aunts and those sort of things that live in Marietta, and we make it back to Marietta quite often. So I can't tell you how much this thrills my heart to know that we are broadcasting in the Atlanta, Georgia area starting today. So this is the premier broadcast. And if you're tuning in today and going to be listening to us, you're going to hear us talk a lot about Jesus Christ. You're going to hear us talk a lot about the New Covenant. And the reason we talk about Jesus, the reason we talk about the New Covenant, because everything that you desire, that you long for in life, everything that you need is bound up in the person and work of Jesus Christ and is actually lived out or experienced in this New Covenant.
Yes.
So you may be asking, why do these guys talk about that New Covenant all the time? Why do they keep talking about Jesus? Well, because you need Jesus. You need to know what this New Covenant is all about. Here's how Paul put it in his letter to the Corinthians, his second letter. He says, are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation written on our hearts to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart. So Paul is defending his ministry, defending his apostleship here. And he says there's so many people that have come, they've presented messages, they've been polished, they've been skilled and persuasive in how they've presented themselves and their messages to you, but they're all external. This New Covenant message is a message that speaks directly to the heart. And so when you receive Jesus, when you receive this New Covenant message, something happens on the inside. And that story that God's Spirit writes on the heart then is reflected out into the real world through your faith in Him, through that daily walk of faith in Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant. So what covenant did Paul minister as he went around the world and all of those different missionary journeys? He ministered the new covenant. Now, the new covenant is different from the old covenant, and Paul is going to spell out those differences very clearly, very concisely right here. He says, not of the letter, that was the old covenant, but of the Spirit. So the letter were laws written on stones and had quite a number of other rules and regulations and laws to follow, but this new covenant is a covenant of the Spirit. And then he goes on and distinguishes even further. For the letter kills. So what did the old covenant, what was the end of the old covenant? The end of the old covenant was death. That's why Jesus Christ's death on the cross was the end of the law. Why? Because Jesus Christ's death fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law to the fullest degree, to its fullest measure. So the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So Paul went out around the world in those missionary journeys to minister this new covenant, to minister life that is made available through the Spirit of God. So that's what Basic Gospel is all about. We're ministers of this new covenant. Why? Because we want you to experience the very life of Jesus Christ and experience it to the full. We want your lives anchored by the hope of the gospel. We on this program want to challenge your faith, push it to the limits as far as what it looks like on a day-to-day life to trust, to rely, and depend upon Jesus Christ as your very life. And we want to connect you to the love of Jesus Christ, not through a head knowledge, but through a heart knowledge. So his love can be your experience, a love for God and a love for others. So what is Basic Gospel? It's a program that lifts up Jesus, lifts up this new covenant, a program that speaks directly to your heart. We answer questions. If you have questions about the Christian life, how the Christian life is really supposed to work, if you have questions about Jesus, a practical matter, we invite you to call. Pick up that phone. The phone line is available right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. We want you to participate in Basic Gospel, and we want to help walk with you in your journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. So to those of you who are tuned in on Faith Talk 590, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life. We look forward to a long friendship through this radio ministry known as Basic Gospel. Again, I'm Bob Christopher. With us today is Richard Pfeiffer. We're the Basic Gospel radio team. Next week, our third member of the team will be joining us, Bob Davis, and you will be thrilled when you get to meet him as well. So we look forward, as I said, to a long and wonderful friendship in Christ Jesus through this radio program called Basic Gospel. Well, right now we have plenty of open lines, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Again, that number toll-free in America and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Before we get to our phone lines, I want to mention our wonderful resource that we're making available to you this month. It's called Resurrection Power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is here from you. We all know, Richard, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central truth of the gospel. Everything rises and falls on that event. Mm-hmm. If it didn't happen, then all of Christianity is just a phony religion. There's nothing of value to it. But since it happened, since Christ was indeed raised from the dead, it changes everything. That was the game changer for every single human being. And not only was his resurrection a historical event, it means a new way for you to live as a believer in Christ. So that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is available to you in your everyday life. In this particular CD series, we tell you how you can connect to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis. It's yours for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how you can request your copy of Resurrection Power is available online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Simply click the donate link button and follow all the information there. And when you give, know that you're going to help somebody out there in radio land experience the power of Christ's resurrection in their life.
Yes.
Let's go to our phone lines right now. We're going to start in Fairfax, Virginia with Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, how does the gospel help us to have proper expectations for ourselves, not only performance-wise, but belief-wise? So I go really hard on myself, and recently I've been like really beating myself up for bad performance, which I sometimes do. And then I was like, God, the fact that I do this to myself is evidence that there's something about the gospel that I don't understand. Can you help me to see the love that you displayed in the gospel? And then it was immediately accompanied by this thought, but I should know it by now. I should get the gospel by now. I mean, how long have I been listening to Basic Gospel and asking my questions and calling into Andrew Farley's show as well? So I've also had these thoughts, like, belief-wise, I should be farther along than I am right now. But so the question I have is, when we look at the gospel, what can we see as far as God's expectations of us? And is it okay to just approach God with an attitude of, God, please show me your love, because if you don't show it to me, I won't get it? Do you think that's okay to do?
Well, Chris, absolutely. I think Certainly. That's okay to do, and I think that's what the Word of God compels us to do. Our life is simply a life of faith. We've been crucified with Christ, yet no longer we live, but no longer us, but Christ lives in us. And the life we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So our life as believers is a life of faith. Now, the Word of God spells that out in different ways. Sometimes Jesus will say, abide in the vine. Well, what is he saying? To simply depend and trust in him. Paul will put walk in the Spirit. Well, it's the same thing. Walking in the Spirit is another descriptive phrase for this life of faith that we're to live in Jesus Christ. So that's what God has called us to. And that's what was foreign to us before we knew Christ. Faith wasn't familiar to us. We weren't familiar with faith in any way, shape, or form. We lived through hard efforts, with trying to do better, with promises, with rules and regulations, all of those sort of things. That's what made up life for us before knowing Christ. But then Christ came, and we see the object of our faith in Jesus, and our new life is learning how to walk by faith in him each and every moment. Well, one of the realities is that a lot of us, like you, Chris, are very hard on ourselves. When we mess up, we get very angry at ourselves, because this shouldn't be. We shouldn't fall like that. And what we're suffering from is this idea of perfectionism, that we can make ourselves perfect. Well, that's where we just have to relax and step back and say, well, wait a minute. God has already made me perfect in Christ Jesus. We read that in Hebrews 10:14, that by this one offering he has perfected forever those whom he has made holy. So not only has he made us perfect, he's made us holy. So we just have to take our stand on that foundational truth and believe that it's true. So when we fail, that doesn't mean that we've moved ourselves away from the will of God for our lives, because the will of God for us is to be in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you're exactly where God wants you to be. And you can express that through faith in him in every given moment of every given day. So I think that's where you start, that you've been made perfect in Christ Jesus, and the valuable things that are going to come out of your life are going to be sourced by Jesus Christ himself. It's Christ in you, your hope of glory. So if you're looking for love or peace or patience or kindness or goodness or any of those things that constitute the fruit of the Spirit, then you have to recognize that he's the source of those very qualities and characteristics. So I think you can relax, and knowing that Christ is alive living in you, you can have great expectations, not because of your self-efforts, but because of Christ himself.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I was thinking, like, if I have to ask God to show me the love that he has for me, help me understand the love that he has for me, like, it's almost unbelief. Oh, no, I don't believe it yet. I should believe it by now. But what you just said, you know, of course I've heard that parable before, the vine and the branches, but, you know, the branch doesn't really do a whole lot. It just takes what the vine gives it. So I think with that, I can approach this subject with an attitude of complete dependence, that not only my performance, but my faith also has to come from Jesus. So, yep, I agree.
Yeah. So faith is what matters. Faith is the only thing that counts, and that faith being expressed in love for God and love for others. So whenever we're having issues in life, just take a step back, take a fresh look at Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of faith, and I think that will bring you back to square.
Amen. Well, as always, guys, thank you so much for making the good news available every day, and you guys have a great rest of your day.
Well, thanks, Chris. Yeah, we sure appreciate your call. We appreciate your question, my friend. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Cisco, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Cisco.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Really love what you do. God bless you. I've learned a lot listening to you guys. I have a question, though. It might be like in the form of like a couple of questions. Well, we all know what Scripture says about sin. We all know what the Lord tells us about being born again. We are born sinners. But at the same time, many of our teachers, many, you know, I mean, pastors, theologians, people alike, everyone, I mean, for the most part, believe that, well, for example, homosexuality, well, we know is a sin. You know, it's an abomination. It's a hardcore sin. Okay, so if we're born, well, you know, they say but we can't be born gay. They argue they want to argue that, well, if we know that we're born sinners, can we not be born gay? I mean, does that not make sense or not make sense? Because we know we're born sinners, so we can be born gay, right? Really, again, thanks for everything. I'll let you answer it, and I'll get off the phone and hear your answer. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Cisco, yeah. We certainly appreciate that question. And as far as you know, our condition apart from Christ, as the Word of God says, we are sinners by nature. But underneath that, and this is yeah, really the important issue, we're spiritually dead. So when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they died spiritually. They lost their spiritual life. And that was evidenced by how they responded to God in the garden. They were afraid. They hid from him. They tried to cover themselves up with fig leaves. That's evidence of their new spiritual condition. And they've just passed that spiritual condition on to each and every one of us. So we come into this world born dead spiritually. Now, that's where the gospel message really intersects with us. We are dead. We need life. Jesus Christ gives us life. He came that we might have life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that wonderful passage in Ephesians chapter 2, it's by grace that we have been saved through faith. That's a story of us going from death to life. We who were dead in transgressions and sins, God made alive together with Christ. So that's the story. Now, when we're dead spiritually, we're going to try to find meaning and purpose to life somewhere along the way. And the only items on the menu are the ways of the world and the desires of the flesh. Now, those desires of the flesh, sexual immorality is a part of those desires of the flesh. And the flesh doesn't care which way those desires are gratified.
Yes.
It can be gratified through heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, anywhere in between. But once it's been gratified in a certain way, then the flesh starts to dictate or try to convince you as a person that desire of the flesh is now your identity. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the case. Sexuality, as far as whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, doesn't determine our identity. We're either male or we're female, and we make choices to gratify those sexual desires one way or another. And the choices we make are tied to the desires of the flesh. So you can say, all right, maybe early on, my desires led me down this path where of homosexuality. So that's who I am. Well, the Bible would say, no, that's not who you are. You're a sinner. You're dead spiritually, and you need life. Now, Christ is relevant to you if you understand it in those terms, that you're a sinner, that you're dead spiritually, and you need life. Why? Because Jesus has taken away your sins, has dealt with them once and for all at the cross. He has been raised so that you can be raised to walk in the newness of life. So if you understand that paradigm, the gospel means everything to you. If you want to say that, no, 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 my identity is over here, then you're either going to argue your case before God and say, hey, you made me this way. I want you to simply rubber stamp this lifestyle and yeah. say you're okay with it. Now, if you'll do that, then we're going to be okay with each other. And God is going to say, no, no, no. There's something deeper than just this lifestyle. And that something deeper is something that I'm never okay with. And what's deeper is the fact that you're dead spiritually. I will never be okay with your spiritual death. And that's why I sent Jesus, to raise you up so you can walk in the newness of life. Now, you don't have to be afraid to draw near to me, because everything as far as sins are concerned, I've already dealt with at the cross. I condemned sin and sinful man 2,000 years ago through the death of Jesus Christ. You don't have to fear admitting that you're a sinner. Why? Because Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners, and he leads them down this path so that they can receive life in him. So that's the real issue. We have to begin to address this from a deeper spiritual level. Yes, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, but underneath that is the consequence, and that consequence is death. And that's why the gospel is so vitally important, because the gospel is a gospel of life. Richard, just as we started out this broadcast today, Paul went around the world as a minister of the new covenant, not a minister of the law. And we have far too many believers out there, ministers, leaders, who are ministering the law. And that law, the end, is death. But Paul was a minister of the new covenant, a spirit-driven ministry. It is the ministry of life.
Yes.
And that's what we need to be about as ministers today, as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, ministers of this new covenant, so that people, regardless of where they are, can experience life through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. And that will lift us up. And then when we have new life, then God can start renewing our minds, and our lifestyles can start to be aligned. Our decisions, all of those things can start being aligned with this new identity that we have in Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for your call. We certainly appreciate that. We hope that helps. Well, you've been listening to Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. To find out more about Basic Gospel and all sorts of resources that can help you in your journey with faith, we invite you to visit us at basicgospel.net. Again, that website is basicgospel.net. Just have some fun on that site as you look at all the different resources. And there are many things that are there for you free of charge. Take advantage of those. But this is Basic Gospel. We'll see you again tomorrow for another live edition. We'll look forward to being with you at that time.